On the University of Montana Week, LGBTQI plus individuals still face many stigmas. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Brian Cochran, professor of clinical psychology, explores how to bolster their well-being to help achieve better health.
The mental health establishment has a difficult pass when it comes to the LGBTIQ plus community. Although all major mental health organizations have now established guidelines affirming the identities of LGBTIQ people, these individuals still face stigma in everyday society, ranging from mild disapproval to employment or housing discrimination to victimization and violence. Stigma, whether felt from one's community or internalized, translates into health disparities that affect LGBTIQ people. Studies have consistently demonstrated that LGBTIQ individuals are more likely to experience depression, to have difficulties with substance use, and to have elevated rates of suicidal ideation and behavior. My research focuses on the risk and protective factors that impact the well-being of LGBTIQ individuals. Experiencing discrimination and victimization, such as childhood bullying or being kicked out of the family home, elevates the risk of mental health conditions. Structural stigma, or laws that fail to protect LGBTIQ people from discrimination, is also impactful when it comes to mental health. Having a supportive adult figure in one's life, attending a school that has a gender sexuality alliance, and receiving family support are all beneficial factors that may buffer against negative health outcomes. A current trend is for LGBTIQ individuals to come out at earlier ages. Whether this is due to greater acceptance in our culture than there was a few decades ago, or the ability of social media to connect people with other LGBTIQ allies and individuals, a younger age of coming out means that youth are exposed to more positive supports, but also potentially to more victimization. Knowing how to bolster the well-being of LGBTIQ individuals throughout the lifespan will help to eliminate the health disparities that they face.
That was Brian Cochran of the University of Montana. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.